Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. I'm sorry, 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the empty tomb, for the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, as I bring forth this Easter message, I pray that it is your message and none of my own. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus had told the disciples what was going to be. He had told them that he would be killed and that on the third day he would be raised from the dead. After being with him for 3 years and witnessing miracle after miracle of knowing that he was the Messiah, they still did not believe. They just couldn't wrap their minds around Jesus being raised from the dead. It just didn't make sense to them. They looked at things from what they could comprehend instead of thinking of what Jesus could do, of what God could do by raising Jesus from the dead. In our gospel reading that we just heard, we are told that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw the stone had been removed, and she ran to Simon Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, she didn't run to tell them that Jesus had risen. She ran to tell them that his body had been stolen. We are told that they then went to the tomb, they looked in the tomb, they saw the linen strips. Peter saw the head cloth that was separate from the strips that had bound Jesus. But they did not yet understand. They didn't understand the prophecies of the scripture. They didn't understand what Jesus had tried to tell them. But we are told that John believed, yet John never spoke up. He never shared that belief. He, like Peter, returned home. And we're told that after they left, that Mary is there alone and she is weeping. And I don't imagine that it's a silent cry where she is just standing there with her head bent and tears are flowing. I imagine she is weeping. Have you ever seen someone weep and you don't see the front of them, but you see the back of them and you can tell they are weeping by their body and their shoulders heaving because they are sobbing? That's how I believe Mary was weeping. And then we're told that she looks into the tomb. She sees two angels dressed in white. They ask her why she is weeping, and she explains to them that her Lord has been taken away. His body has been stolen. We aren't told if the angels respond to Mary in any way. We're told that Mary turned around and Jesus is there. She doesn't recognize Jesus. Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" To which Mary responds, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus speaks her name, and she immediately recognizes him. He tells her to go and tell her brother, his brothers, the disciples, the good news, and she goes. This is why I believe women are called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The first person that Jesus called to go and tell of his resurrection was Mary. But that's not the point of this sermon. This is. Are you listening to the voice of Jesus as he calls you? Are you listening to him as he gives you instruction of what it is that you are to do? What if Mary hadn't listened to the voice of Jesus? What if she hadn't gone and told the disciples the good news that Jesus was alive? Would Jesus have went to the disciples himself? Or would the good news have stopped right there? We don't know the answer to that, but this we do know. That the word of God is not being shared in our society as it was in the days of old. Jesus calls us. Whether it is to something short term or whether it is something that he calls us to give for our lives while we are here on earth, but he calls us. The problem is we have an internal struggle with that call. I believe first and foremost, we think, why would God call me? Even if we know deep in our hearts that he has. We think in our minds, God couldn't possibly call me. But if we look in Scripture, time and time again, who is it that God called? Who was it that Jesus called? It was ordinary people. And what we need to remember is God doesn't call us if he doesn't think we're capable of doing what he calls us to. I can attest to that. When I finally answered God's call on my life after 30 years, I knew that my struggle would be with schooling. I didn't answer my call when I was 14 because I didn't want to go to school for 7 years. And so when I answered my call at 44 and knew I had to go to school, that was a struggle for me. So every class I took, all 20 of them, I would pray, Lord, if this is where you are calling me, you need to get me through this class. I had one C out of 20 classes. The rest were A's and B's, and I can assure you that they were not because of anything my earthly mind comprehended, but it was because God got me through those classes. Every time God called me, though, I had that internal struggle because I knew I wasn't a good student. But God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. We just have to be open to that call on our lives. So are you struggling with where it is that God is calling you? It may not be to pastoral ministry. Maybe God's calling you to step up and be Sunday school superintendent. Maybe he's calling you to help with vacation Bible school. Maybe he's calling you to sing in our choir. Maybe he's calling you to be a lay servant. Maybe he's calling you to just attend church more frequently. But God is calling you. We just have to trust that call that he places on our lives. If you feel God has placed a call in your life and you're struggling with that and you need to talk, please feel free to call me. Another reason we sometimes fail to answer that call God puts on our lives is fear. Think about Mary. Think about the time period that Mary lived in when she was called to go and tell these men that Jesus was alive. Mary had every reason to be afraid. Women were limited by Jewish laws and Jewish customs. In fact, they were not even allowed to make decisions concerning their own lives. Their fathers or their husbands did so. Women were considered inferior. They had no place in society. In fact, they were only one step higher than a slave. That was the culture of their time. Men didn't talk to women in public. And if a woman went out in public, she had to be veiled. Now, you may be saying, well, the disciples would have known Mary. She was a follower of Jesus. And that's true. But what we need to understand is they did not yet know that Jesus had risen. And so they themselves were also fearful. They would have also been with Jesus and known how he had treated Mary, and that he didn't treat Mary any differently than he treated the disciple whom he loved. But Jesus was no longer with them. They were back in society who thought nothing of women. And so, because they are not yet aware of his resurrection, they very easily could have went back to that life they knew before Jesus. They could have went back to all the roles that opposed who Jesus was. Jesus was gone. And we're told that they did not yet understand. However, Mary had no fear. She had no fear because she trusted her Lord and she loved him more than she loved herself. For those who are here weekly know that one of my favorite Bible verses is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. That is what Mary did. And she lived that out. And therefore, she did not fear how others would respond to her telling them this good news of Jesus' resurrection. Too often, we don't know how to live out God's call on our life. We don't know how to tell others this good news because we're so caught up in the world that we live in, the society that encompasses us. We need to go back to Scripture and we need to heed the words that are given to us in the Acts of the Apostles. We are told that the very first converts devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. In other words, we need to be grounded in God's word. We need to be able to help instruct one another. We need to be in a place of fellowship where all are welcome. We need to celebrate Holy Communion together. We need to remember that all are in need of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need to be in a place of prayer. A place where we know that we can come and bring our prayers no matter what they are, and we will not be judged. But that our brothers and our sisters will be lifting our needs and our concerns up to the one who hears every prayer. Today is Easter. Today is the day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection. But every day should be a celebration because Christ died and rose again for each of us. So if you are believing for the very first time that Christ died for you, I invite you to confess your sin, to give your life to him today, to join a small group, whether it be Sunday school, Bible study, choir, but to grow in fellowship with your brothers and sisters. And if you are already a believer, I pray that you are part of a small group and that you continue to grow, because we will never totally get there while we are here on earth. But I also invite you to ask yourself, am I answering the call that Jesus has given me? Amen.